Amen. Appreciate being here. I do want to say before we get in, before I forget, honestly. So I love when the kids are involved in services. In fact, my boys do our offering at New Life. I'll speak on the other church plants we've been, but before I forget, we're at Antioch Baptist Church in Rome, Texas, one of the first church plants we were involved in. Gage was 6, 7, and if you want to raise money, oh my goodness, okay, well, for all those, okay, moving on, you're welcome, but Gage would do offering, and man, we got rich. No, like he would go up and he wouldn't leave until you put money in it. And he would, is that Gabe does it? And it's like, here, you know. Like. And so they bought a new building. It's a true story, actually, yeah. So, all right. But I want to show the video first and I'll get up and kind of explain a little bit more and what we've done in the past and more about the ministry. Do the Q&A, and then we'll show another video of the work we're in right now, kind of what God's been doing and been doing some amazing things, and then we'll have a Q&A after that. So if we could show the first video, brother.
God has commanded us to plant churches. The natural end of the Great Commission is to plant more churches. We as God's people have been commanded to go into our Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and beyond to not only preach the gospel, but to teach and develop dedicated followers of Jesus Christ. As we reach into these new areas with the gospel, a church is born and God's people gather to worship. They are able to take up their cross and take their part in this worldwide mission. So why is it that churches have become content with the status quo? Here in the United States and in other parts of the world, churches are closing at a higher rate than are being started. Have we become so inward focused that we have forgotten that the heart of our Lord and Savior is one of looking outward and entering into the lives of the lost? If we truly believe that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth, why have we grown cold in this crucial aspect of ministry? My name is Zach Doty. I have a beautiful wife, Cherish, and 3 children, Charlie, Nathaniel, and Gage. God has called us to lead the way in church planting in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Dallas-Fort Worth is home to 7.7 million people and is the 4th largest metropolitan area in the United States. It is estimated that it will overtake Chicago as the 3rd largest by 2030. A city manager compared the growth rate of this area to a Boeing 747, which can seat anywhere from 400 to 600 passengers, landing in DFW every day, and the people that get off the plane move here. We have been involved in church planting in this area for 3 years, and we have seen God's hand at work. Take a moment to listen from firsthand examples of the way God has blessed this church planting effort.
Working alongside Brother Zach here at Central, a few things become very obvious. His faithfulness, it just sticks out. And when something's asked of him, he's going to go all in on that.
So in January 2021, Brother Zach and his family came in alongside us at Gospel Light Baptist Church, and right away I began to involve Zach in the preaching schedule. Brother Zach also taught in the youth department. Brother Zach also helped with the singing at that time.
If I had to describe anything about Zach, it's his steadfastness. And if I had to describe anything about Miss Cherish, she is just constantly there for the church planter's wife, and that's a much-needed ministry.
Zach Doty is by far the center and the core of Antioch Baptist Church Planters. His ability to manage, to organize, and to work with pastors and the community you can't compare.
And one of the areas that I handed over to him and I trusted him with was preparing, redeveloping our outreach program. He wasn't just here just on Sundays. He was here multiple days of the week. And again, he took on this role and he oversaw it from the very start.
I'm thankful for the Doty family because they helped us remodel both locations that we've had. Brother Zach filled in preaching for me when I couldn't. He also taught several Sunday school classes. Ms. Cherish was also heavily involved in teaching, and then their kids were active in the kids' ministry, and they were always there to encourage and to exhort and lift up other kids when they came to our services.
But the Zach Doty is, and his team are able to come and work with you in getting out and knocking doors and trying to get new people across the threshold of your church and bring those visitors in. But not just inviting them to church, but doing soul winning out there and sharing the gospel with people out in the streets.
I would definitely just encourage each and every church to take a look at the Doty family and see the work that they've been doing and the work they're going to continue to do. I know how much you love your church and love to be a part of it, but I'm thankful for people that are willing to step out and to go places and get it off the ground with the Lord's help. And Brother Zach and his family, they need your prayers, but they also need your financial support. And we understand the need of that. And this would be a family worthy of your consideration. And we're thankful that you've taken time to have them here in your church today.
When people hear of church planting or missions, they assume that it means the gospel work is being done overseas. The truth is that there is just as much work to be done in our own country as well as around the world. The command for church planting isn't just for churches in Africa or Asia, but for every church on every continent. It is our desire not only that the people of Dallas-Fort Worth would come to the knowledge of the gospel, but that they would have a local church in their community where they can worship their Creator and be discipled in their walk with Him. In Mark 6, we see Jesus gather His disciples and send them out to witness. And He called unto Him the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. So often we support just one missionary, or encourage one family to go and do the work for us, when in reality, we see Jesus Christ send His disciples in teams. Yes, God has called us to plant churches, but we believe that our ministry is to include partnering with pre-existing churches and supporting them as we start a church together. When we partner with these churches, we help them with everything from hands-on labor to evangelism, preaching, and strategizing. As we go from church to church, we will encourage a church planting ministry within that church so that the work will continue on. Each church is in a unique community with a unique culture, so each church planting ministry will be tailored to fit the church, community, and pastor. We would like to ask you for your help. We are excited about what God has given us to do, and we want to partner with you to accomplish this vision. Firstly, I would ask that you would pray for us in the ministry. Please pray that we would always be active in a church plant or planning our next church plant. Please pray that a church planting revival will take place. I would also ask for you that you financially support this ministry. Lastly, I would ask that you would labor with us and start a church planting ministry in your church.
So that's our video that we present to churches, but just kind of give you a little history is we started the ministry in 21. That said 3 years. Kind of made a mistake on that. We shouldn't have put years on that because it's been longer than that now. But we started the ministry in 2021, and our first work was along Brother Ellis. That's a Gospel Light Baptist Church in Roanoke. Again, 2021, right after COVID. COVID hit their church really, really hard. They were probably running 30 to 40. And after COVID, they had like 8, something like that. And so we went in there, and we were there for 8 months. And Brother Ellis actually planted that church as well there in Roanoke. And, man, I don't see how he did it. He, I think at that point, he was like 12 years old, and he never had a vacation. And so really, we did pretty much all the preaching, kind of give him just time to recoup, really, especially through the COVID season. And so we did pretty much all the preaching, kind of get back in outreach. Again, outreach was kind of weird back then, right? We did what we could. And kind of got a youth department going. Did a few things on the building, not a whole lot. Some electrical stuff and whatever. And so, but they're still going. And love that church. I will say in our ministry, just to kind of sideline there, is I find Paul very interesting. I love Paul. Did you see him writing to Ephesians, or you know, the church of Ephesus, Philippi, Corinth, Rome? He didn't plant that church, but you know he's writing, and you could tell there's a love there and a care. But he would go on, and you could tell that, you know, everywhere he would go, he would leave a little of himself there, a little bit of heart there. And that's one of the things that's really hard about this ministry, if you would pray for us, is because we go to these people and, you know, we're, again, striving together for the gospel, right? And you become a family. That's what church is supposed to be, right? It's a family. And then we move on. And so, but I'm so thankful for these men that you just saw. I get to go back and fellowship with them and the church members, and they are kind of extended family now. We move on. So just saying that, that's a hard ministry in that sense. But Roanoke is great, and Brother Ellis told, I mean, he said the church was fixing to shut down. And there's a lot of churches in me. There's a lot of people that need to know Jesus. And so getting involved at Roanoke was a blessing. And from there, we went to Rome. Heath Van Zandt, the young man you saw, we were there for a year and 4 months. That was a church plant with a man. That was out of Santa Fe Baptist Church in Weatherford. Tony Thomas was the sending pastor. And so we went there. We were in the old post office that we completely remodeled. We didn't really show a lot of pictures in that, but it was a lot. And really, it was my family, honestly, and most of that. IBB helped a little bit, Steve Scott. And we were there for a year and 4 months, kind of same thing, outreach. Did a lot of Sunday school. They had a man, so he did most of the AM services. And a lot of witnessing, a lot of knocking doors. And what's amazing with Antioch Baptist Church is we're super still involved in that church. In fact, when we planted this church, you'll see a video here in a second. In fact, you'll see them in the video. Heath and Carissa Van Zandt, the pastor of Antioch, and a lot of members of Antioch came and helped us plant the church. And so, in a sense, they're almost like adopted us. They're not our sending church. They're not our home church, but they're a close second. And they are a blessing. And I've had the opportunity. In fact, we were just in services a couple weeks ago. And I have the opportunity to go preach a missions conference here in a couple of weeks there as well. And so, but they was there for a year and 4 months. And then when we transitioned out, they actually, honestly, they went because of Gage with the offering plate. But God did open the door for them to buy a new building. They had like 2,500 square feet. God opened the door for a 10,000 square foot building. And we got to go back out there and do some more remodel. And I got to play with a drop ceiling. Never done that before. Hilarious with somebody that's scared of heights, I was telling you, Pastor. And but God's doing an amazing thing at Antioch Baptist Church, and it's amazing that we were a part of that. When we left there, we tried to, we were trying to do a church plant with Brother Sharon out of Bible Baptist Church in Hillsborough in South Dallas. We were there for 3 or 4 months. They just had Sunday afternoon, so we were church. We do a lot of driving. In fact, that's our major cost is driving. We drive a lot, like a whole lot, actually. In Rome, for instance, we live in Gainesville, so it was about 67 miles or so, about an hour drive. And we were going down Wednesday. I would go down usually Monday, Friday, Saturdays, and then twice on Sundays. And so we were putting a lot of miles on our car. But South Dallas, crazy stories there. That church didn't quite go. We shut that one down. But then we were trying to plant a church with Worth Baptist Church in Benbrook, and worked on that for some time with Brother Gillett there. It never did really take off. Benbrook doesn't really have a lot of storefronts, really, to be honest with you, or buildings for that matter, that were available at the time. And so during that time we were doing that, we were out preaching out, going to different churches, trying to be a blessing, speaking with a lot of pastors. And then Howe, there's a church in Howe. Pray for a church in Howe, actually. I just lost the name of it. Bethel Baptist Church. And so I thought God was opening the door there for us to go in and remodel and get that going, almost like a replant in a sense. God shut that down. And someone called me about Nakona. And there's a lot of stuff in the middle of all that, staying busy with other and outreach and all sorts of stuff for other churches. But Nakona opened up, and we've been there. And I'll show the video in here in a second. But we'll say, so our main ministry really is to help make churches healthy. And so that could be revitalization or planting a church and getting it going as God, really. And so there's a lot of, let's see how to say this. When we go into a work, it's just, Lord, whatever you want. So I am not a music guy. Like, I appreciate music, guys. Appreciate you, brother. But I lead singing. I attempt to lead singing. And I'm just chopping wood. We're just going. And I sing loud and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But, you know, just be willing to do it. And we're the janitors, song leader, preach, teach. My kids are always there involved in everything we do. I'm so thankful for them and my wife. They've knocked on a lot of doors. We have a lot of stories on that. And a lot of crazy things have happened. But it's always so fun to be busy doing something for the Lord. And so, and there's a lot of stuff we could talk about there. But I'm gonna stop there. And do y'all have any questions about our ministry or what God's doing in our lives? Just kind of opening it up. And listen, I'm a pretty open book. So I'll just tell you anything within reason. Anything. Yes, I wear about size 10 shoe. Just get it going. Okay? It's about a 10. Yeah, so long story there. So yeah, I do IT. So I have a full-time job. God's in that. And again, just being very transparent. So I started a business in 08. So I have another degree. I have a bachelor's degree in computer information systems. I didn't grow up in church, got saved later in life. And to be honest, my God was making money. Like, that's what it was. And then we started helping at Grayson with the youth and went full-time in the business. And it was just me driving around fixing stuff. And then God called me to the ministry. And we tried to go to Heartland. God closed that door, opened the door for Norris. And it's just, honestly, it's God. It's a God thing. Just to be real with you, because like I have no idea how the business grew while I was in Norris. Because we were living in Bells. If y'all know where Bells is. And so Bells to Norris was about a two-hour drive. And classes start at 7. And I was doing that 3 to 4 times a week for about 2 years, 2.5 years. And it was extremely, extremely hard. Like, extremely hard. And again, God thing. And so, but God grew the business where I was able to hire some people. And it was my baby. When you put, I mean, blood, sweat, tears in something that you started from scratch, right? Like a church plant. But then you come to the realization that it's not mine, it's God's. And honestly, that's how I look at it now. And so I have opted to honestly not make a lot of money to pay people to do a lot of the IT work. So I do more management stuff. But it's still 40 hours. Sometimes 30 hours, sometimes, like this past week was, it was a booger, just to be real with you. I mean, it was probably 50 to 60 hours in attics. Good God, it's so hot. You're talking about AC. I was in attics at like 1:30 in the afternoon. What does that have to do with IT? In fact, I got to ask that. Well, we also run cables and stuff like that for IT. We do a lot of physical stuff from an IT standpoint. Servers, switches, routers, firewalls, so on and so forth. We do commercial IT. And so, yes, I work a full-time job. A lot of it is very, for what I do, is remote. So it's a lot of back-end stuff most of the time, except for this past week. But it's a lot of getting guys going in the right direction. And so I hire these guys to do most of the work, just being transparent there. But it's a lot of, I'm an open book, right? Like, the business, I love and hate it. And I think God is using it to allow me to do this ministry. But, man, it's just constant fires to put out, and it gets old. Just being real. Just like ministry. I mean, life is that way, right? That's what life is. Life is hard. And keep your eyes on Christ. Get through it. And, but we're praying that God will sell the business to allow us to do more full-time ministry. Because, like, there's a man in our church right now that's in the hospital in Wichita Falls. And I have yet to be able to get there because of work. I was going to work at, I was leaving the house at 6, getting home around 6 or 7 this whole week. And then I'm at Norris on Fridays. I also have the opportunity to teach at Norris some classes. I teach 4 different classes. And so, yes, I have a full-time job. And there's a lot more to it on that, but I'll leave it there. And see, I feel weird saying it because, like, it's a blessing. It is a blessing. But at the same time, I'm like, Lord, help me. I don't want this anymore. But then it's a blessing because I get to do what I do. So, any other questions? Man, y'all are a lively bunch. So, okay, well, let's show the next video and show you about New Life Baptist Church in Nakona, Texas.
Till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest night. You were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as my friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Oh, all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your mercy is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. You have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God. About the Lord and all.
that's New Life Baptist Church. And so it was Bible Baptist Church, started back in 84. And they had their heyday in the 90s. And they got down to like five or six people. They voted to shut down. You saw the ceiling collapse in a few different rooms. Some hard conversations. This is before we were involved. Some hard conversations were had. And they voted to close the doors and to basically a replant, church plant. And that's when I was called and was like, hey, would you pray about this? That was March of last year. And we prayed for about a couple of months, and God opened that door. So we went through that door. And so we started going in June on Wednesdays. I was in Breckenridge for like 4 months, first of last year. See, I didn't even say that while ago. But we were there. Their pastor died, and we stepped in to help. And again, there's a lot of churches there we could bring up. But anyways, so we started going on Wednesdays in June. I was already scheduled to preach out on Sundays. And so July of last year, we were there Sundays and Wednesdays. And so we've been there for a little over a year. The grand opening, we started the remodel immediately in June. Started removing pews, kind of what y'all did here. Removed the pews and new floor. I mean, you saw everything we did. We didn't get done till middle of October. And by get done, I mean where when people came in, they didn't know we were still doing work. Because behind the scenes, there's still work to be done. In fact, we need to update this. Because in January, I went to the church planning conference at Heartland and was able to raise some more money. And where that baptistry is, we actually built a wall there in February of this year and did some more stuff to it. Because they don't really have storage. And so we were able to build a closet and some changing rooms for the baptistry. And so still a lot of work to be done. But honestly, God is amazing. When we got there, they had $400 in the bank. And for real, God sent probably about $50,000. And we were able to get new floors. We did a lot of electrical work, all the new lights, new roof, new siding. That sign, me and that sign, we were at war. And I'm telling you, like, I have scars. And I think it looks good, though. But And honestly, we did most of the work ourselves, so we were there. We had a lot of, you know, Ray and Rachel came with such a blessing. Forrest was on there, the Antioch Baptist Church. A lot of those guys were Antioch Baptist Church members. There were some other people that came and were a blessing when they could. And IBB was there for about 11 days, 14 days or so of the, however many months that is, which they're the experts. So he's like, what do you need to do? Whatever I don't know how to do, I need you to do. So my dad was, I grew up, my dad was a GC, a contractor. And so I am not, but I know how to do a little bit. So a lot of the wire runs and stuff like that. And my wife is, in fact, she's better at sheetrocking than I am. I put it up, she makes it look pretty. And so we did a lot of that. And so that is New Life Baptist Church, and we've been going. And so pray for us. This summer's been a little hard, honestly. We had a lot of families coming before summer. I say a lot of families, more than we had. And we're a small church, so it's like, let's go, you know. And this summer, one she was bringing some boys. They were driving from Bowie, which is about 30 minutes away, 25 minutes away. And she says she doesn't have the gas to get there, which I completely get. And, you know, it hurts sometimes. And there's some other people that have kind of fallen. And we're trying. And in fact, she still talks to her and stuff like that. And so, but we're going. And we still have a lot to do there. And our goal is to be there as long as God wants us to be there. I'm praying God will send another man to take that church within the next year. We do have another planned church plant in 2030 with another church that they're starting a church planting ministry. I didn't mention this a while ago. And so that's one of our goals in our ministry is to talk with pastors to be sure that we put church planting on the front burner, not the back burner. Let's be proactive in it instead of reactive in it. And, you know, a lot of church plants start because a guy is called of God to go plant that church and then goes to the pastor. And so there's different, and we can talk about Shubal Stearns and all sorts of different guys that had a proactive approach to church planting. Where, hey, we're gonna plant a church, and God's gonna be faithful to send a man to be that pastor. And that's what we do, is we go and plant this church, and I completely believe that God's going to send a man in his time, of course, and we're going to do a transition, and we're going to go off and do another church plant, and God's going to do it again, and we're going to go do it again, and go do it again, as long as God's faithful. Or, I didn't say that right. God is faithful. I didn't say that wrong. As long as God doesn't change our calling, let's put it that way. But we're excited what God's doing at New Life Baptist Church. It's exciting. He gave us a new piano. It's crazy how it works, too. Like, Cherish was in Home Depot, and the guy just bought, like, $400 worth of stuff we were needing. I don't remember what it was for. We got a call. Hey, brother, could you use $3,000? Sure could. That's actually what paid for our sign. We inherited a van that the old church had that was been sitting in a pasture for the last 10 years. And there's a man that owns, I don't even know who this guy, Kevin, whoever Kevin is, I don't know. Fix it for free. And then we're going to put a paint. It looks like a big Twinkie right now. It's a big yellow, ugly, just, I wouldn't put my kids in it. And I'm the pastor of the church. And, but we're going to paint it. And I just went into this place. I was like, yeah, I don't know anything about, you know, auto paint. And he's asking what it's for. And I said, it's for a church. He's like, man, I go to the church down the way. I'll give it to you at cost. You know, things like that. It's just God keeps opening the door and opening the door and opening the door. And just to let you know, God's amazing. And he does amazing things. God's still at work. He's still an act of God, by the way. I hope you know that. And he'll work in your life if you allow him. So, and there's many more things to talk about. But any questions on ministry in your life? Yes, my wife. Yeah, so in that picture, so we had four or five churches come out on different Saturdays. Antioch Baptist Church that we were involved in had like 30,000 John and Romans. And they gave us a bunch of those, and we had their literature on the cover that we just ripped off and printed our own and restapled them. And so we canvassed Natona almost twice now with the John and Romans. But a lot of churches came out on Saturdays to help us hit doors, and which was a huge blessing. So those group pictures, that was different churches coming and helping, and was a huge blessing on that as well. Any questions? Any questions? Well, so the previous church had about six. There's five of us, so we started with like 11, 12. And before the summer, we were probably averaging around 22, somewhere there. There was a few Sundays we got up to like 30. But again, this summer, man, it's been weird. So like we've probably been averaging 16 to 18 on Sunday mornings. And two of those, again, one's in the hospital right now. Another is their granddaughter, she's special needs and had to have a major surgery, and the doctors gave her 50% chance of survival, and which is crazy. And so they've been out pretty much all summer because of that. She made it, by the way. She's doing great. Praise God. Give him the glory for that. And then we have another couple that have been such a blessing. They went to BBTI, which is a school out in Bowie. It's like a BBTI, Bible Baptist Translation Institute or something like that. Is that what it stands for? And they've been such a blessing. But they went to the Philippines this summer for a month, and like they just got back last week, actually. They were there for 5 weeks, and they were actually there 4 weeks in March, April, during Easter, or Resurrection Sunday, whatever you want to call it. So anyways, about 16, I would say, and some of those people, we're still praying for those people. Yes, my wife. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff to talk about. We had a first missions conference. Send the Light was our theme. We had Brother Mark Haynes out of Arizona to the, what Indians is he to? Navajo, yeah. And, man, did a phenomenal job. I mean, he did a phenomenal job. And got the people excited about missions. And we actually have like 500 or 600 a month coming in, Faith Promise Missions. And we've picked up, we have three missionaries now. And which is exciting, and so, and we're going to keep going that way too, by the way. And so I'm excited about that. We actually have our first Bible conference with Brother Stewart coming in at the end of September, We're just going to call it a Bible conference so we can kind of change the themes, but it's going to be a creation this year. And so we're going to let him do his Bible, or, you know, Brother Stewart thing. And if y'all don't know Brother Stewart, I love that guy. And he is an extremely intelligent man. But then that Saturday, we're going to go to ICR as a church and go to the museum. If you haven't been there, I would highly recommend that. And so, but yeah, doing stuff as a church. We're starting with, you know, doing some breakfast and fellowships and trying to do all sorts of, we're trying to build a volleyball court now, actually. And we tried to do a youth program last semester. It's really hard when you're like the only person, though. You know, so, but that's okay. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep doing it. Because right now it's basically like a Zach Doty show, which I don't like, but it's like I'm doing all of it. And so, and it's really hard to do a youth program when it's just normal services, you know. Usually you can preach the gospel, you sing songs, but you kind of go more youth, you know, with it. And they're just in, it's normal services. So, you know, we're trying to work through that. And so, but we get there an hour early, just so you know how we're doing that, is we get there an hour early and just be stupid with a bunch of teenagers. And by a bunch of teenagers, I usually mean my kids. And we do have other kids come, but we have a good time. I have a good time. I'm usually sweating. In fact, we've had some little kids. I've been racing kids around the church, letting them win. And but just so you know, it's hot outside. So it's not a good idea, but I do it anyways. And but we have a good time. And we do have a built-in security system in our church. It's called Stickers. And so we want to get rid of that security system, but they will haunt you in your sleep. And so, but any other questions? What time? We have another 2 hours, so all the time in the world. Yeah, so pray for us, because I'm excited. So 2030, just so you know, on the church planning ministry, because a lot of people usually have questions on that, like how does that work? And how I approach that is, listen, I'm not the pastor, but I'm there to help in any way I can. And so there's a guy up in Delaware that actually does it right now. And I have, in fact, I've written up some pamphlets. I didn't bring any, but the idea is, like, if you've ever heard of a nursing home ministry, that you go at like 2 and you preach in a nursing home. Same thing, but you're planning a church. So you have sign-ups in the back. Hey, we're going to have a sitting team, music team, preaching team, whatever the case is. Again, pastor changes however he wants to do it. Just some ideas. And you sign up, and after services, you go to somewhere 40 miles away. You go to Saginaw. Actually, that's where that church plant is in 2030, so don't go there. But no, I'm just joking. If the Lord leads, go there. You know, wherever that might mean, wherever the Lord lays on pastor's heart, and you go there and you start knocking doors, and you, hey, we're planning a church, and but it brings excitement, and there's a lot of stuff there. In fact, that's what Brother Gillett was going to do at Worth Baptist Church. Again, the location didn't really open up, but he was going to send about 40 people. Worth is a bigger church, but they were going to send 40 people day one. Boom, 40 people in the church. And to get it going, and then if they want to transition back to Worth, he actually was going to let them stay at the church, basically, like push them to the new church. But a lot of different ways to do it. And so the idea, though, is to be proactive instead of reactive. And, hey, we're going to start planning a church right over here. It brings excitement inside because, you know, if there's different people maybe called to preach, they have opportunities to preach and sing and be used of God. And so different things like that. So that's what we're doing in 2030. And so I've been asked to go alongside this church to do exactly that. So they're going to have a church, like a church planning ministry within the church that people are going to sign up for. And he's kind of let me know what my role is. I don't know if that's changing, kind of change. And again, it doesn't matter. Whatever God wants, right? But it was going to be like where I'm kind of doing a lot of the preaching and different things like that. But if he doesn't want me to, then that's fine too. I'm there to support and encourage and exhort and anything and whatever God wants. And so it's just let's preach, start churches, and see people saved. Amen. And so, but, and again, there's a lot there. But any questions? Any at all? Okay. He said I have another hour to preach. So if you would, no, just joking. That's it. That's all I have. Brother, you want to finish it up or?